Is it really time to start talking about stripe rust in the wheat already this year? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the agronomist with K-State Research and Extension for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties in northwest Kansas. And while it might seem early, it is probably time to start discussing the possibility of stripe rust reaching our area. You may have heard, but yesterday, stripe rust was first reported in Kansas. It was reported in the southeast part of the state, so just about as far across the state from us as you can get. The stripe rust was found by an extension agent in the variety Everest. Everest is the most commonly planted wheat variety in the eastern two-thirds of the state and is rated susceptible to stripe rust. The wheat that the stripe rust was found in is at the heading stage of growth, and the stripe rust was found in the lower parts of the canopy. This wheat was planted in September, which is really quite early for wheat planting in that part of the state. So let's visit just a bit about how stripe rust gets to our area. The fungal stripe rust spores are moved by wind currents. Since the predominant wind direction in the spring is southerly or southwesterly, we generally listen to the reports from straight south of us to help predict stripe rust infestations in our wheat in northwest Kansas. So listening to the south, it's been really pretty quiet for the discussion of stripe rust. Reports from Oklahoma have generally been quite few. There is a report of stripe rust on the Oklahoma-Texas border south of Oklahoma City. The wheat pathologists in Oklahoma have also been out in our scouting fields, and they're reporting a few viral diseases like wheat streak mosaic and some other early fungal diseases like tan spot, but are really not seeing stripe rust in their plots. The folks in Colorado at Colorado State have also been out looking at wheat in the southern portions of the state and are not finding any stripe rust yet this spring. So across the state here in Kansas, the agronomists and extension agents are out and about and are looking at wheat for the diseases. But at the moment, no news of stripe rust south of us is good news for our wheat. We are still very early in the season for wheat and for stripe rust, and we'll continue to give you reports on what's being found in the field. If you want to stay up to date on what I'm finding in the field and what I'm hearing on the wheat south of us, drop me an email at jfalkjones@ksu.edu and I'll put you on my email list. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie. I will keep up-to-date information with maps of stripe rust distribution on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. My job is really to keep information in your hands on what's going on out in the wheat field, so please, if you have any questions, contact me at the K-State Extension offices in St. Francis, Goodland, and Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the experiment station in Colby.